us. Down to sing forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, as we go into your word, oh Lord, briefly, Spirit of our living God, teach us your mind. Grant unto us, oh Lord, insight to your will, and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Shall we put our hands together for our Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Amen. We have about 20, almost 28 minutes behind the schedule, but no problem. The Lord has been with us, so we're going to compress everything now. I'm going to compress it in the next 20 minutes or 25 minutes. We'll be off. We just want to remind ourselves again by 9:30. Or the thereabout, we are supposed to be on the altar. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus Christ. This morning, we just briefly look into what I called the three key issues of life. We know that. But we're going to, expand, dig deep a little, as the Lord permits us. And then we'll be able to get things sorted out. Turn with me to the book of Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. We're going to look at from verse 19 to 23. Luke chapter 7, verses 19 to 23. And John calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, Are thou he that should come? Or look we for another? When the men were come with unto him, they said, John Baptist has sent us unto thee, saying, Are thou he that should come? Or look we for another? Verse 21. And in that same hour, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard, how the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Blessed is he whosoever that shall not be offended in me. When we look at lives, situations in our lives will make us to think otherwise. Sometimes a man, because of situation around him, he looks at situations and he begins to bring so many philosophies out and calculations which will not only hinder, prevent a way out, but it will also bring a withdrawal of God's presence. God will be withdrawn. We have seen a point when a man comes to a situation and say, I have prayed. And when I prayed, I have fasted, I have spent time, I have sought the face of the Lord. But the situation has not changed. Are you sure this God answers prayers? It's also happened in the scripture. John was, we know the history of John. John was a forerunner of Christ. He had he spoke about the coming of Jesus. He himself witnessed when the voice of from heaven, the voice when there has never been any voice like that since creation. Except when God called Moses. But there was a voice from heaven. He had a voice. He was the only person who had that voice. He had that voice. And when he heard the voice, he trembled. Wow! Indeed, this is a true Son of God. And the voice said, Look, this is my beloved Son, in whom you will be well pleased. Eh? But he kept going with that. But situation came, challenge came upon his life. There was a challenge, a serious challenge that came that made him to think otherwise. And this brings us to a point where we want to establish certain things. You must know that anytime you are out of faith, you are out of God's destiny and purpose. Anytime your heart shakes, you are also driven away from God's will.
That is, something is pushing you away from the purpose of God. Anytime your heart, your spirit begin to doubt God, you are stepping away from where he wants you to go through. The blessing of God is, you know, moving away from you gradually. And I consider something. When the Lord decided, Jesus, when our Lord Jesus Christ decided, by the grace of the Lord, when he decided that, the Bible says, at the same hour, when the question came, the same hour, what happened? The Bible says, verse 21 says, that same hour, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues. In other words, your conception about, or your conceive, or what you conceive about Christ, about him, is not going to affect what he wants to do with other people. You are the one that will be denied. You are the one that will shortchange yourself. When you think otherwise about God, you are limiting God in your life. You are not limiting God, you are not limiting the operation of God towards the life of others. The power of God is not restrained and it cannot be limited to others. And so, when a man's heart is shaken, he is denying himself of the move of God in his life. He's not denying any other person. He's the one that will suffer for it. So, if you are seated here, say for instance, your mind is out, is wandering all about. What the Lord will do, we still do it for others, even though you are going to miss out in what he's going to do. And so, we must recognize that we are the one that deny ourselves when God, when we miss confidence, when we lose hope in the presence of the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So the first principle we are looking at, the key we are going to look at, is the key of profiting by faith. Profiting by faith. The scripture tells us something. Romans chapter 1 verse 17, what does it say? And then we look at Habakkuk. Then we're going to link up with something. The Bible talks us, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. The righteousness of God is revealed. And now, from faith to what? To faith. The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. In other words, the more that you walk by faith and you walk continuously by faith, you see more of God. You see more of his power. You see more of his salvation. You see more, you experience more of God. That is, faith, the more you walk from faith to faith, you are elevated. Your level is lifted. You are promoted. as you walk faith by faith on a daily basis, your spiritual, your level is lifted. You are being lifted high every day. And he now goes further. For the just shall live by what? By faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. You know, now also confirms this. And it tells us again, behold, his soul is lifted up. Up is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith. Faith promotes. Faith lifts us up. And so when we uplift by faith, Bible says, as you walk from faith to faith, the righteousness, the workings of God, the move of God, the power of God, you experience him more and more. You experience God more and more. The more you walk by faith, you see more of God. You live by faith. You experience his power. You live by faith. You see more of him. Praise the living Jesus. So, if you look at the scripture tells us some things. I want to link up two things together now. In the book of Matthew chapter 4, is it verse 11 now? Huh? Matthew chapter 4, I think it's verse 11. Oh no, verse 4. You see, Jesus said something there. Jesus said, but he answered, let's concentrate on verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Two things now. Look at it again. That will remind us that you live by faith. You live by what again? By the word of God. You live. That two things that makes a man to live in the presence of God. When you want to live, the key to life is faith and what? Word of God. Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone. Bread, it is not the source of life. It's just a source of physical strength. The source of life is what? Is what? Faith and what? Word of God. Two things that can bring life into your life. As you live by the word, you live by the word, you live by the faith. Faith and the word are two things that God expects us to live by. And when we want to bring anything out of our life, if we are looking for anything in our life, two things that can make it to happen: faith and what? Word of God. And the scripture says, we have left the place. Okay, let me go to my Bible. For Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Why do you live? Okay. And he answered, but shall not live by bread alone, but by every word.
We are going to look at it by every word. And what does it mean as we live by faith? That every word of God is a source of life to you. Every word of God is a carrier of life. Every word of God has the potential to give you life. So your living is standing on the premise that you are living by the reason of the word. We've come to a position where we depend so much upon what we hear in the church. The Christians in this generation depend so much. And when you leave the church, when you ask them, what is the thing that the issue that you have received today? Again, hardly will you hear anything from them. They said the message was great. Oh, and of course, you know, there was one of our daughters that we were, you know, it was sharing with us, you know, and she came to the house, and she has attended so many churches, you know. We told her, want to come to the, she attended this place maybe some few months, and then he just disappeared and went to another church. I told them, leave her. She will come back. So she came back. And I asked her, okay, what happened? You are coming back again. And he said, yes. You know, where I went to, the word of God is also in Sidao, it's also there. But that place, they will be speaking. When they speak, at least you will not be asleep and you can jump. We shout, hey! I said, wow, okay, beautiful. And she said, old man, I said, that I will, and we will say, whoa, that's good, whoa! Oh, please, go, pastor! I said, okay. He said, I enjoyed it, sir. Okay. And I just said, I just asked her, now, when you got home, he said, of course, let me tell you something. He said, of course, by the time I get home, I can't remember anything again. I just know that we shouted. I can't remember. I can't have a single thing that the pastor said. I said, has it produced any result in your life? I said, something I can't remember. How will it produce anything? But I always remember, I always enjoy the noise. You know, because of what? We have so much we have dependent on what? On the message on the altar. Yeah, it's good to have messages from the altar. But more importantly, your own personal relationship with the Lord. Your own personal encounter with the Lord, which transforms your life. Because the scripture says the way you can live is by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. So every word, your life, your living is dependent on ability to live with the word that proceed out of the mouth of God. It's a pity that, I think recently, just some days ago, one of us here, unfortunately she's not in the church today, she told me she will be traveling. And then she said, and I was just asking her, and we were discussing, and I was asking her, when last did you read your Bible? I said, you read your Bible today? before you came? He said, no, sir. Yesterday, he said, no. 2 days ago, he said, no. Opari. No, no. He said, I read my Bible on Sunday. Wow. This is a serious matter in the kingdom. This is a serious matter in the kingdom where Christians have left the source of their lives, what will give them life, and they are depending on what others will give to them. And he comes to the fellowship, he comes to the Bible study, she comes to everything. And said, you are almost gone. You are depending on what other people or what people say. And most of the time, again, when we even study the world, we study the world because we want to find a word that we quote. And which will not work for us. Because your intention was to find a word you will quote to somebody, or you will cite if anything happens. You are not studying the word to receive the life, the breath of life. Because the word we are talking about is the bank of life. You have the word bank, but when I consider, I see the word to be bank of life. Word is a bank. Where's life? You can assess life. You can assess. And the way you can assess life is by the reason of the revelation you catch from the word. It's a pity that we are no longer, you know, seeking the world as we ought to. All that we do is we read to satisfy people, to satisfy our hearts. No. May I ask you a question? Have you sat down with the word of God without any distraction for 1 hour? That you just want to. We want life. Have you sat down for 2 hours with the word, and the breath of life comes into you? If the scripture tells us that the word I speak to you is life, so why are you looking for another life? Nothing. There's nothing anywhere. And so when we fail to seek the word, to receive life from this word, then we will, be suffering from all manner of maladies, all manner of evils. We are to build people who are thirsty, who want to catch a revelation. I sit down and know. Anytime, even if I rush out, that I say I must have a word. Even I know that even if I spend 20, 30 minutes, I know I've rushed out. I know that I must come back. This Ilia Yogba Kogba Kilamapi Jelenke. The only way out that we can make me to stand is receiving life from the word. And as much as you are standing with the word of God, you are receiving life. May the life of God flow into your life in Jesus' name. May the life of God flow into your life in Jesus' name. And so, there must be
a discipline for the study of the word in our lives in order for us to profit from the word. You must develop a disciplined life, a life that is disciplined, where you do not allow any distraction. Go and lock yourself inside the room. Some of us, we are studying the scripture. We are studying. We want inspiration, and we put on radio or tape. No, how will the Spirit of the Lord flow into your life? I'm a living testimony of the power of the work of the word. Every miracle I've received and help I've received has been on the ground of the operation of the word of God. And I want you to know, experience it. Because this word is real. It's true. I have received so many healing, diverse healings through the operation of the word. I received deliverances through the operation of the word. Where I stand, I will sit with the word, and I will sit and make sure that until this word enters into my spirit being, I'm not going to leave this place. And you see that God confirms his word. Because every word that comes out of the mouth of the Father is a living word. It's a spirit. And it's going to help every one of us. So develop a life that is disciplined. No, discipline yourself to study. Discipline yourself. Let there be a task. Let there be hunger. Let there be yearning. Because you want to assess the bank of life for your spirit man to live. When your spirit man is alive, the enemy cannot have a way in your life. We talked about prayers. Yes. The ground of prayer is based on the word. When a man prays and prays and prays and prays and prays and prays and prays, and there is no root, the prayer has no root in the word of God, heaven may not approve it. Heaven may not, because there is no backing with what he's saying. And so, the moment the word of God, you know, the prayer we are praying, you know, is wrapped with the word, you see the effect over our lives. May the Lord grant unto us grace in Jesus' name. The prophet that we are talking about is receiving from the word as we walk by faith. Receiving from the word. That is, through the revelation of the word. And you must determine today that as by the grace of the Lord, you will sit in your room and get a divine revelation and insight from the word of God that will profit your life. Because your life must receive profit from the Lord. Because the scripture tells us the way of keeping us alive is to make sure, is just for us to live by the word. If you don't know, or if any one of us is not taking the word of God seriously, you cannot operate by faith. It's not possible. And nothing will come, even if you operate by faith. As long as you are not taking the word of God Seriously. Even if you are saying you have faith for this thing. I have faith to move mountains. I have faith to do something. I have faith for healing. I have faith. And you lack revelation of the word. It will not bring forth profit. My people, my brethren, our lives, we're supposed to move from this level, from this stage. We moved from another to another level where we can enjoy the Lord by the help of the Spirit. Yes, we make quotes. Quoting the scripture is not the issue. The issue is when it comes from your innermost heart spirit, when it is as a result of revelation, when it comes from the depth of your spirit, you see results. You see life. You see transformation. You see a turning around. You see a situation bow to the word of God. Situation does not bow to the word of men. They bow to only the word of God. And it is the word of God that will make things to change in your life. And so you must embrace the word of God. There's one thing I have found, I've observed that it's not only us here, but it is common in this generation that people are, they depend so much on what people say than what the Holy Ghost, the Lord, revealed to them. And as much as we live in that line, less will be accomplished in our lives. God wants to walk with you. And the only way for God to walk is for you to release yourself to the Lord. And let the word of God, let that word have its place. And the Lord is going to help us in Jesus' name. I said the Lord is going to help us in Jesus' name. As we build our faith and our hope in the word of God, we see that things will respond. Issues will respond. All issues in our lives, all whatsoever, all matter of things, all manner of things, and all issues, they will obey the word of God by the workings of our faith. Operate by the working of your faith with the word, things will change. There is no situation that will not bow with the word of God. And when you look at it, the third issue, when we talk about the third matter also stands that every issue in our lives demands an altar. Every issue in your life demands an altar. It is the altar you raise for every matter that makes, when I'm talking issue of life, I'm talking about the issue that are deep. I'm not talking of holding for me. No, I'm not talking of a one domain. I'm talking about, you are talking of issue, critical issues. You know, that you look and say, ha, Uluwai Bami. These are issues that demand, it demands an altar. That is, you raise an altar for. An altar for every issue. And when we raise an altar for every issue, the Spirit of the Lord will speak for you on every issue in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord will speak for you. In other words, what I'm trying to establish is that every issue demands a deeper walk with God. A deeper walk with God, calls for raising an altar.
That is, you raise an altar.
Altar for supernatural visitation, you raise. If you need a visitation for your life, then you raise an altar for it. When you need, you know, a divine help, you raise an altar for it. And what that is, you sit down. If it is, until the Lord does this thing, until he accomplishes this thing, I will not leave him. If it is only 1 hour in the day I'm going to spend with God over this matter, I will dedicate 1 hour. If it is 10 to 11 in the night, I'm dedicating it. 9 to 10 in the night, I'm dedicating it. For what? I'm dedicating it. I'm raising an altar for blessing of the womb for my life. I decide to raise an altar for joy in my family. I raise an altar for my job, for my promotion. I raise an altar for open door. I raise an altar for miracle. I raise an altar, and you dedicate it. And consistently, you wait. You cry unto the Lord. And when you do that, you see God working. God answers prayers. God will never neglect any altar. The moment you dedicate it and say, God, I'm dedicating an altar for your work over my life, over this situation in my life, I'm dedicating. Every 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, I must be sports center. Irrespective of anything. 8 to 9, I'm dedicating this. 8 to 9, let all my friends know. Let all my fellow present know that 8 to 9, every day, or every Wednesday, or every Tuesday, or every Wednesday, or every Monday, I am not available. And that is, you have dedicated that altar. And you know what? As you dedicate that altar, you see God operating. You see more than what you think. You see, you experience God in a supernatural way. May the Lord raise us up. May the Lord raise people up in this assembly. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May we be source of blessing to people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may you stop agonizing, you know, sympathizing with yourself. Stop sympathizing with the situation. Stop it. There is no situation that defies the cry of the altar. No situation. They must respond. Once the altar is raised, Osiemino totally deny about our altar. Once the altar is raised, everything will bow to the altar. Altar cries. Even when it appears that you cannot make it in that day, cry. Be consistent. Be consistent. For those of us who live in the town, we can raise it an altar in our room. We can raise an altar in our room. All that you need is to, okay, for the next 45 minutes or 1 hour, on so-so-so date, please, my children or my wife or my husband or my friends, so-so-so time, I will not be available for this period. And everyone understands that this is it. And when you cry unto the Lord, situation will change. May the Lord take us from the level we are to a higher level in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, my prayer is that our lives will move from the level we are to a greater and higher level. In the name of Jesus Christ, may we rise from the level of sympathizing, from the level of just accommodating and be passionate with things, and move to a higher level. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May your life not just be a life of story, but a life of testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ. As we are going to pray, because of the time, we have spent the time. There is one thing I want to, a song that has been upon my spirit, which we are going to sing. And I'm going to read this song to you. I don't know how many of us who know this song, but we're going to sing it. As we sing it, we will sing it with all our heart. And I trust the Lord Almighty, who will turn things around in our lives, that our faith will be increased, and we will come out from all our weakness and weaknesses of our lives, that we will come and embrace our blessings and miracles, that our lives will be transformed completely in the mighty name of Jesus. The song goes for the, like this. Jehovah, you are my banner. From the ages past, I will trust you. I will never be ashamed. I will trust you in the morning. I will trust you in the day. I will trust you in the noon. I will trust you in the day. I will never be afraid, or I will never be ashamed. Jehovah, you are my banner. And so, as many of us whose hearts are already shaking, I believe that your confidence will be renewed. There will be strength into your heart, and you will move to receive your blessing this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Jehovah, you are my banner. From the ages past, I will trust you. I shall never be ashamed. Jehovah, you are my banner. From the ages past, I will trust you. I shall never be ashamed. I will trust you in the morning.
I will trust you
in the day. Lord, I trust you. I shall never be ashamed. You will never be ashamed. Jehovah, you are my banner. From the ages past, I will trust you. I shall never be ashamed. I will trust you in the morning. I will trust you in the day. Lord, I trust you. I shall never be ashamed. Trust you in the morning. I will trust you in the day. Lord, I trust you. I shall never be ashamed. Jehovah, you are my banner. From the ages past, I will trust you. In the morning, I will trust you in the morning. Lord, I trust you. I shall never be ashamed. I will trust you in the morning. I will trust you in the day. Lord, I trust you. I shall never be ashamed.
Will you close your mouth, open your eyes and pray?
greatness. I dwell in the power of the Lord Jesus. I will love you. I am crushing an altar for you. I will love that altar. Over this life in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Jehovah, you are my banner. You cannot be ashamed. The Bible says, yes, whosoever believed in him, he will not be ashamed. Yes, by the Spirit of the Lord, for the power that we brought you here as prayer is a living power, it will never leave you. As you take that song, you are going to take it again and take it again until you enter into the fullness of faith and you enter into his presence and you make sure that your life, your confidence is restored, your trust in him is restored. Sing that song, my people. Sing that song. Talks about Moses in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 27, and the scripture says he endured because he was not seeing what was before him, but he was seeing the invisible. The one that he could not see, he was seeing him. Can you see God? Is it the situation that you are seeing? Can you see God and look at God now and see the invisible? See the God that is invisible, the God that you cannot see. Do not look at what the doctor is saying. Do not look at what you are feeling. Do not look at what the way things are. Look at God. See God. See this Almighty. See this God. See God. See him. Trust him. Trust the Lord. Trust him. Do not lose your confidence. Trust him. Your heart is shaking. Trust him. You have left your confidence. You have forsaken. You are looking for a way out. The only way out is through the word of God. It's through the power of the Lord. It's raising an altar for him. Don't go and join the world. Don't go to join the world. Don't go back to your vomit. Don't say, I'm going back. My friends are beckoning to me. My unbelievers are, my friends are beckoning to me. My boyfriend is saying, I should come back. My girlfriend is saying, I should come back.
Don't go back. Don't go back. Don't go back. The power of God will walk with your faith. The power of God will walk with your faith. As you grow in knowledge, as you grow, the Bible says, by faith, from faith to faith, the righteousness of the Lord is revealed. For the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. If you are here, I want to ask the Lord to strengthen your heart, to strengthen your spirit, to be able to get to the promised land. You like to lift up your right hand before the Lord wherever you are. Lift it up before the Lord. Lord, I want to say, God, I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired. The sister the other time when she was giving her testimony, she said she was wondering, Kilo dejo ni kan lo wa laye ni. If your situation is just like that and you're saying Kilo de, just lift up your right hand before the Lord. He's going to help you. He will help you. He will make a way out. Lord Jesus, merciful Father, gracious Lord, in your mercy and grace, behold these hands before your presence. Behold, Spirit of the living God. Behold, Holy Lamp of God. The Bible says, it's not that you cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. You know what these your children are going through. You know the situation. You know the issues. And they are saying, Lord, they are getting weary and tired. God of all strength and all power. God of all mercy. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will infuse upon every life. You will infuse your strength over every life. And you will take every life up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone that is downcast, everyone that is weary, everyone, oh God, that is tired, every life that is looking for a way out, merciful Father, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let the strength of the Lord come upon them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the grace of the Lord lift them up from this level to a higher level in the name of Jesus. I receive strength for them, strength of the Holy Ghost to receive, to be blessed. Thank you, Father. We bless you and worship you. We give you all the glory. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.